Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's September 11, 2007. And here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released January 27, 2003.
Here's a fascinating question. Nazarene, exactly how does prayer work?
Alora, each person has a spiritual worker, a guardian angel. They usually have one with them at all times. As a person prays, that spiritual worker is usually able to hear the prayer, and then they take that information to the authorities in the kingdom of God, and the authorities in the kingdom of God act upon it in whatever way they can. Your beautiful little leaflet, Mary's Prayer, that you put out in the very beginning of your work shows how prayer works so effectively. It can be a very minor thing that those in the afterlife do. It can be a very major thing that they do. It depends on how much power is needed and where that power needs to go to accomplish the thing that the person is praying for. But prayer works because there is contact between the material life and the afterlife. It is the bridge between the material life and the afterlife. As a person prays, they not only ask something, but they actually generate energy that is sent into the afterlife that helps fulfill their prayers. When people believe, when they have the strength and the character to pray and ask God for things, they are actually generating the very power that helps God fulfill what they want. When people ask for foolish things, nonsensical things, their prayers don't work. But when they ask for things that they really need, God listens, and God does all that he can to fulfill their prayers.
Fascinating stuff as usual, Nazarene. And once again, thanks for the wonderful compliment on our work.
Compliments should be given, Alora, when compliments are due. I am glad, though, that over the years your feelings have moderated a little bit, and we have a little bit more understanding now.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. If you like science fiction books in which the past turns out a little bit differently than you know it should be, you will like Confederate Victory by Speaker Gerald Pauly. You can check it out online at voicesfromspirit.com/cv/links.htm. I'm sure you really enjoy it.
We're back. God, I know according to your teachings that it is inappropriate to pray to the saints, but Christians are allowed to pray for Jesus, that he be empowered to do the things that are necessary. Could the saints be prayed for in this manner also?
Though it's not exactly our way, Alora, we do permit this. Like if somebody says, God, please empower Saint Bartholomew to do the good works that he does to care for his children. Now, a prayer like that we would accept and we would allow. If somebody prays, Saint Bartholomew, please help me in this situation, that is forbidden. That is absolutely forbidden. But to pray that someone be empowered to help in a certain situation is acceptable. People can pray that living people be empowered. People that pray for you and Demetrius that you succeed in your efforts, that is quite welcome and that is very much allowed. There are times that things are allowed, Alora. But we ask that people be very careful and make sure that they are praying for the saints or whoever to be empowered to do the work of God and not to ask the saints themselves to do things for them. This is where we have a problem, and it will always be a problem. We will never accept this idea.
Well, I guess the old expression is true then. God helps those who help themselves.
Absolutely, Alora. The more they help themselves, the more I help them. I have no use for lazy people whatsoever.
We'll be back again.